The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
You guys know a bunch of people here and elsewhere, I'm sure. A lot of people were just sitting back instead of figuring out, like, how can we still make money? How can we still get people to the closing table?
We talk on the phone. If it ain't every day, it's at least 6 times a week. And our goal when we're on the phone is to figure out where we at with sales, what projects are coming up, where is it, what's the price point going to be? Because my job is to figure out who your buyer is. Mm-hmm. How much money do they need to make? Like, if you're going to build a $500,000 home, then your buyer is not a teacher. Your buyer is someone who's on a salary that's probably making $100,000+ a year. Mm-hmm. And they don't have student loans or whatever. But if you're in this 250 to 320 price point, you're looking at someone who's either hourly or making, you know, their salary is probably 50 to 60K. Mm-hmm. And they probably have student loans. They probably have a car payment. And my goal is to say, okay, well, if this is your buyer, how do you market to them? Yeah. How are you? What do they need? Do they need money? Like teachers, they have retirement accounts, but mm-hmm. we can't use that as savings.
Yeah.
So now we have to say, okay, well, we know they're not going to have money to come to closing. So we got to figure out how we can get them in the house.
Yeah.
Because they have great credit. They got good job history, but they just have their money is put in a TRS account, mm-hmm. teacher retirement savings or something like that. That's what it stands for. So we can't use that at all. So that's already off the table. So now it's, do you have $2,000? Do you have $4,000, $6,000, whatever? How much money can you come up with? And let me go to him and say, all right, I got a teacher. She has a good job. She has really great credit, but she don't have any money. What can you do to get this buyer in the house?
Right.
This is what I'm going to do to contribute to help her get into the house or him. We always say her, but, you know, help him or her get into the house.
Yeah.
You know, and so when we talk on the phone, like I said, our job is just to figure out how many houses you got left. Mm-hmm. Do you want to do anything to kind of incentivize people to kind of close out this community? Or do you want to incentivize people to start the community? Or what community are you building next? And what's your goal? How fast do you want these houses to be sold? Like everyone always say, I want to sold like yesterday. Okay, cool. What are you willing to do mm-hmm. for yesterday to be accomplished?
Yeah.
You know,
and Sam, I think Maurice, we just had this conversation Thursday. New construction, man, pre-sales is the lifeblood of selling these projects out. Because when you work out your financing arrangements with the banks on the construction loans, like if you're not pre-selling, it slows you down from being able to exit out of the projects. Mm-hmm. Because if you're just waiting to, once you got almost a fully completed home or a fully completed home to be able to sell, you're not able to go to the next phase of the project until you get a certain percentage of that first phase sold out mm-hmm. to be able to take to the bank. So to give you numbers for perspective, let's say the bank allows you to build 10 homes in your first phase. Mm-hmm. Well, the bank won't allow you to start the next 10 homes until you get 50 to 60% of the first phase sold out. And they want to be able to see those contracts executed and entitled with earnest money delivered. Some banks, depending on how you structure the loan, may not allow you to go to the next phase mm-hmm. until those first 10 homes are built, sold, closed, and funded.
Wow.
But on projects this big, you're always going to be negotiating with the bank to like say, hey, if we get X amount of homes pre-sold in the first phase, can we start the second phase?
Yeah.
And then if we get the remaining percentage of that first phase sold out and half of the percentage of the second phase sold out, can we start the third phase?
Yeah.
And they'll work with you, but then at one point, they're going to even stop that third or fourth phase and say, hey, you know, we want to start seeing homes closed and funded and mm-hmm. start paying that loan back down before we feel comfortable releasing more funds to keep going after the project. So pre-sales is the lifeblood of new construction. That comes with marketing. That comes with spending money up front before you even made a dollar.
Yeah.
That comes with getting creative with our mortgage lender. And just, and we beat our heads, like you say, six, seven yeah. times a week together.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, we got three contracts this week in this community, two contracts this week in that community. We didn't get no leads in that in another community. So we're always beating our head up like, hey, what is it we can do in this community?
Yeah.
Which I'm happy about his new transition because mm-hmm. I'll share. Cornerstone not only has a variety of loan products for the mortgage industry, but they have different programs for builders and developer industry. Mm-hmm. That's number one. That's number two. Number three, they can also get loans closed within 10 to 15 days.
Whoa. Yes. That's really fast.
Yes. Number four, the icing on the cake that took it for me when I met with Nick mm-hmm. was they're the in-house lender, mortgage lender for Perry Homes and some other notable national builders. Mm-hmm. And so to have that now as a new partnership and someone that I trust mm-hmm. that I've been working with for years now, away from our business relationship with friends, someone I trust, I know we're in good hands now. So having someone like Harris County as an institutional buyer that's filling a void and a potential beginning of a new partnership for us to expand, not only just as a buyer, but also maybe some public-private partnerships
yeah.
to help offset the cost, which we can get to that you know, mm-hmm. a little bit later.
Yeah. I think for me, the transition was definitely the 10-day close.
Yes.
That they advertised to say that, you know, and it's based on if you're doing like a normal conventional mm-hmm. FHA type loan that you can close in 10 days. And then the other was, you know, for him was the fact that they work primarily with builders and they have their software built out to be able to not only monitor where each loan is, yes. but they send him updates
yeah.
to say, hey, your loan just went through appraisal. This is the value. And it's all automated. So it's not, where's my loan at? And he has his own login to be able to see where the loan is in the process.
Yeah.
So, you know, normally like the biggest thing with lenders and builders alike is there's so, if a loan falls and starts to become late, they want to know where the loan is in the process. Realtors want to know where the loan is in the process.
Right.
But they've made it so automated because they work with so many large builders and what they want
mm-hmm.
so they can to scale up and say, this is what we require for us to work with you.
Yeah.
They give him access to that same information.
Yeah.
That's big.
Yeah.
Without costing him anything.
Right.
You know, right. So it was a win-win for me to move over from my previous employer over to Cornerstone and for him as a company to be able to take advantage of everything that they offered for him and his company to be able to scale up. So, you know, now the new goal is, and I keep telling him, is, all right, so we had 150 homes a year. We got to figure out how we can get to 300 homes a year.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Love it.
So, you know, times like 2023, when interest rates go high, the market becomes very strained. Man, we have a relationship where now we always get creative in those markets.
Mm-hmm.
For us, it's almost like the best time for us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because we're re-strategizing, we're replanning things, we're coming up with new ideas. He somewhat pulled me into some political aspects along with some
he got into political. I was trying to, I stay in the background. So, you know, we getting invited to like, was it like mayor stuff? And
so just building out those different relationships mm-hmm. because it helps, you know, it helps.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Anything else on the finance side?
Oh man, you know, I get started on Monday, you know, trying to figure out what other programs that they have available.
Yeah.
That I can assist, you know, this project with and future projects. I think the biggest thing, the one thing I haven't had access to is the I-10 loan, which is for people who don't have a true Social Security number. Mm-hmm. They just have like federal tax ID numbers. Mm. And because Houston is what, 50% or 49% Hispanic, mm-hmm. there's a, you know, I-10 product is almost required.
Yeah.
To be able to take advantage of, you know, getting those buyers in. We don't have to turn them down or send them to another lender, which yeah. is what we were doing, you know, all before. You know, so now it's, if I send you to another lender, it's because out of the plethora of products I have available, you just don't fit any of them. Right. Like, we do bank statements, everything.
Yeah. Love it.
So,
love it, love it. Awesome.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.